Lesson 4. Monarchs of the Air. Butterflies are some of nature's prettiest creatures, and monarch butterflies are especially attractive. They are a common sight in many parts of North America during the summer. They float so lightly on the air that it is hard to believe they make flights of up to 2,000 miles. But they do. So let's discover where these butterflies go for the winter. Starting in late August and continuing through October, monarch butterflies leave the northern states and Canada, where they have spent the summer, and fly south. Those that live west of the Rocky Mountains head for the California coast. Those east of the Rockies travel south to the fir trees of the mountains of central Mexico. They like this place, which is cold but not freezing, and which has the right amount of moisture in the air. Hundreds of millions of them gather in one small area, completely covering the trees. They stay there, hardly moving, throughout the winter months. By the middle of March, it is time for them to head north again. At different places during their return flight, female monarch butterflies land where there are patches of milkweed. They lay their eggs on the underside of the leaves and die soon after. About a week later, tiny caterpillars come out of the eggs and start feeding on the milkweed. Its leaves have a poison that stays inside the caterpillars and adult butterflies. This does not hurt them, but it is harmful to the birds that eat them. After becoming sick, birds learn from their mistake and choose other creatures for food. When the caterpillars are fully grown, they stop eating. Each spins a cocoon around itself and begins the process of changing into a butterfly. After about 2 weeks, they break out of their shells and unfold and stretch their wings. They are ready to continue the flight north, which their parents had begun. How they know where to go is a mystery. They keep flying until they arrive at the very places their parents left in late summer. The butterflies that flew south for the winter had a lifespan of 5 or 6 months, but these summer butterflies live an average of 4 weeks. They feed on the nectar of lilacs and other flowers, lay their eggs, and then die. This cycle is repeated 3, 4, or 5 times over the summer. The butterflies that go south in the fall are probably the great-great-grandchildren of those that arrived in the spring. They too will live for about 6 months. Sadly, there are fewer and fewer places where monarch butterflies can spend the winter months. In central Mexico, the forests are being cut down for timber. In California, the trees along the coast continue to be cleared to make way for houses and shopping malls. The result is fewer suitable wintering places for the monarch butterflies. Adding to their troubles is the need of farmers in the United States and Canada to get rid of milkweed. To them, it is a weed. To the monarch butterflies, however, it is the only food their caterpillars can eat. If you would like to attract monarch butterflies to your area, try planting clumps of milkweed in sunny areas sheltered from the wind. They may reward you with a visit, and they are easy to spot. They have large orange wings, about 4 inches across, with black borders and white markings. As you watch them flutter by, think about the long journey that they will soon make.